Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God bless, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, asking that you will look upon the world, look upon men that are unsaved, those that are designed to be saved. We pray that you touch right now. We pray that you will move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover us. Find every evil work for us. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We are looking to you tonight, Lord. Look on those souls that are desiring to make a change. Somebody want to change the way that they're living.
Yes, Lord.
We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their minds, oh, Lord. Touch their souls. Help them to commit their way unto you and give their lives unto you before it's too late. too late. I tell them to get in a hurry for their souls. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Stretch out your merciful hand, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. We want you to go into the prisons, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to do it. We know thou art a miracle worker. We are looking to you tonight, Lord. Take control, Lord. Deliver Jesus while we're praying and while we're waiting on you, Lord. We're trusting in you, Lord. Glory to thy name, Jesus. We bless
yes,
your
Lord.
Name tonight, Lord.
Bless your name,
we
Jesus.
We are able, Lord, to deliver the souls of men. You're able to heal. We pray that you look upon the souls that are listed on the prayer list everywhere. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Heal their feeble bodies. Give them strength where they're weak. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Heal the cancers, oh Lord. Heal the frozen virus. Heal Jesus. Heal the diabetes. Heal, Lord. We know you're a miracle worker. We're depending on you tonight. Our trust is in you. We're looking to you. There's no other help we know, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come before your presence, Lord. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We come to you humbly, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We submit ourselves unto thee. We realize we can do nothing without you. We need you, Jesus, to go with us every step of the way, to lead us on to victory. In the name of Jesus, send on the Lord. Jesus, save the unsaved. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to cry out unto you, repenting of their sins, being sorry that they sinned against you, sorry for the wrong that they've done. Help them, O Lord, to seek your faith. Jesus, send thine anointing. Have your way tonight. Send thy word tonight.
Send word, Lord.
Bless in a special way.
Yes,
touch right now, Lord. Send deliverance, Lord. Look on the speaker of the hour. Send your word. Have your
way. Have your way.
Heard some before. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, we're waiting on you. Trusting in thy holy word. Have thine own way. And let thy will be done. We pray that you continue to look upon the bereaved families, those who have lost loved ones.
We have 60 seconds.
Those who are striving, trying to get through their illness. We want you to touch them right now.
Touch right now,
Lord.
Touch Jesus.
The Lord. Faith to the uttermost. Let your spirit be veiled. Let the blood of Jesus cover. In the name of Jesus. Wash, O Lord. Clean, O Lord. Make every wound whole. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We give
thanks
to thy holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your touch. Thank
yes, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We give glory and honor to thy name. We bless the name of Jesus. And we thank you for this prayer.
Praise your name.
This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. And once again, we thank God for you tuning in on this evening to the show. And for the benefit of those who are tuning in for the very first time, we welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we invite you to prepare to praise the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus during this broadcast. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. Praise the Lord. And we also want to acknowledge our vice president, who we just lost. And I know that this is a great loss to the church, and we are still just feeling that loss. It's such a great loss. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who is our vice president and Southern District overseer, we ask for continued prayers for his companion, Mother Janice Marshall, and also for the family, and also for the church family, because the church family is also going through this difficult time. And we need the Lord to comfort us and to get us through. Praise the Lord. And we are grateful. We thank God for all of his support. He truly supported the ministries. Many of us who started ministries, he was there to support us and to encourage us. He also was on this broadcast before. Amen. And I still remember that message that he preached, no towel. In other words, stay in it to win. Praise be to God. Don't let nobody throw the towel in for you. Don't give up. Don't you throw in the towel, but just stay in the fight. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm happy down in my soul. And we're going to move on in the broadcast. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Sister Cheryl Edmond. God bless, Sister Cheryl.
God bless you. At this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading from the 150th number of Psalms. That's the 150th number of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs, upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture exhorting us to praise the Lord. And now at this time, we're going to have announcements by Evangelist Khadija Hamid. God bless, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the prayer and the opening scripture. I just want to let everyone know, if you'd like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has gone forth on the broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com, to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school. We want to continue to remember the souls that are on the prayer list for Mother Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, for the bereaved Diggs family, who is Sister Myrtle Huff's family. We want to continue to also pray for the bereaved Anderson family, Evangelist Cynthia and the bereaved Anderson family, for Lazar Dumas, Romanita Cruz, Logan, for Miss Arlene Almonte, for Steve Allen Sr., for Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Bradley and her family as well. We want to continue to pray for Curtis Berry, Glarnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, for Celeste Hall, for Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, who we met in Washington, D.C., Deborah and her daughter, for David Hameen, for Miss Benton,
and for Muhammad Hamim's, my brother, amen, and all those who are currently requesting prayer, all those who have been stricken and may not, the names I have not called as well, I'm going to continue to remember them in prayer. And if you are just looking to support other ministries or you want something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth has the Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huffin, Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like elephant, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. If you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you'd like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or someone else's name. Or someone else's petition in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. You can also call our guest line if you're clergy and you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a song, encouraging word, or scripture, or testimony. You can call us at 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm just going to sing a short portion of this song. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I don't know how he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond all of my faults and he saw my need. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we want to turn the service, the broadcast, into the hands of Evangelist Maybell, that she may have remarks. Amen. And just go the way of the Lord.
leads her to go. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. Amazing grace. It was the grace of God that saved us. It was the grace of God and his mercy that has brought us thus far. It's nothing that we did. We're not boasting in who we are, but we thank God for what he did for us. And what he did for us, he can do for you or anyone else that received the word of God and believe on him, as the scripture has said. And the Lord can bless you. He can have mercy and shew grace unto you. Grace is favor. God has favor with us. And that's why we relish and we thank God for this grace that he had bestowed upon us. And we thank God for that beautiful scripture that was read and how that the Lord blessed through that scripture, telling us, let everything that have breath praise be the Lord. No matter where you are, you can be institutionalized in the prisons, wherever you are, you can give God some praise. Because it said, it didn't say you had to be saved to give God praise, but it said that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. That means if you got breath in your body, you can praise him, whether you're saved or not.
Amen.
If the trees can praise God, they clap their hands. Hallelujah. When the rain falls down, it falls down and hits the ground and it tap, tap, tap. Well, everything. Let everything give God some praise. After all, he's been good to you. He's been good to every one of us. For some of us could have been dead and gone, but God had mercy on us. He showed favor, and he spared our lives and given us another chance to get close to him, to be saved. If we're not saved, whatever he needs us to do, he's given us a little more time to get it done. So we thank the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen and everyone that is on the line. We thank God for you. At this time, this part of the broadcast will be turned over to Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for the prayer, the opening scripture, for the song. Amen. We just thank God because God is blessing us. He's already been blessing us. Praise be to God. And we are now prepared for the word of God. And we have a guest speaker on tonight. So we ask that you will get ready now to hear the word of God, to hear from the Lord. Move all of your distractions out of the way. Whatever you're doing, stop it right now and just turn your heart and your mind completely toward God and expect to hear a word from the Lord. Praise be to God. We have a beautiful speaker, a woman of God who believes in letting God have his way, a praying, anointed praying woman. Glory to God. And she is out of our northern district, none other than Evangelist Ruth Thompson of True Holiness Church of God in Athens, Georgia, where Pastor Mark Hogue is the pastor. Amen. And I'm excited. Praise the Lord. I should have said Southern District. My apologies. I think I said Northern District, but she's from the Southern District. Praise be to God. And I'm excited tonight, and I'm asking that you will pray along with her and for her as she ministers to us through the word of God, and that God will have his way. And at this time, without further ado, we're going to get on out of the way, and the next voice you will hear is that of Evangelist Ruth Thompson. God bless Evangelist Thompson.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to my pastor, Pastor Mark Hogue. We bring you greetings from True Holiness, located in Athens, Georgia, to Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist May, Evangelist Khadijah, all that are on the line tonight, on the air. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture saying, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, meaning you praise him. If nobody else don't praise him, you praise him. Because truly God is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to go into the word. If you will, just bow your heads with me for a moment for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing us to this point in time, Lord. We pray and ask that you send your word, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord. Let your word have its free course, Lord. Speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus, tell us what you will have us to know, Lord. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done, Lord. Anoint me to do thy will, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, move self out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you may be glorified, Lord. Let your word have its free course. Let your word penetrate the heart. Let your word take root in our hearts, Lord, and grow in the name of Jesus. Cause us to live according to your word. In Jesus' name, I pray and thank God. At this time, we're going to go to the word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, the original, not the new edition one, but the original. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading from Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse. Once again, that's Jeremiah 29 and 11. You see, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Truly God is thinking about us. Hallelujah. And I began to look at the word thoughts. The word thought means it's an ideal, a plan, or an opinion, a picture, etc., that is formed in your mind. Truly God had us in his mind. When he began to create man, hallelujah, God has a plan for us. And tonight I want to tell you about God's plan. God has a plan for us. Hallelujah, God made a plan for us. He had thoughts for us. He was thinking about us. Hallelujah, he has a plan for us. God has a plan to save us. Hallelujah. So I realize a lot of times we make plans. We have plans. Sometimes some may say, I plan this plan. In 10 years from today, I want to be here. And we make our plans and we try to go into it and accomplish that what we have planned. Hallelujah. We try to accomplish that. A plan is a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something. And we make our plans, how we're going to achieve this goal. We, by this time next year, we say, some of us, I want to be in this place. I want to be that. And we get our plan and we line it up. Hallelujah. And we start making plans. This is what I need to do to get to here. This is what I need to do to accomplish what I want to accomplish. Hallelujah. And God has made a plan for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He's made a plan for us. And you know what I like about God's plan? He didn't leave nobody out the plan. Hallelujah. Everybody is in the plan. Hallelujah. And I have a billboard that it says, hallelujah, you are a piece of God's plan. Hallelujah. Me, myself, I like doing jigsaw puzzles. Hallelujah. So that's where the thought begins to come. You are a piece of God's plan. God had you in mind. Hallelujah. He created you. God has a purpose for your life. Sometimes you might not seem to fit in here. You might not fit in there. Hallelujah. It may be that you're trying to fit in the wrong place. In doing jigsaw puzzles, sometimes I find myself that figuring out where the pieces go. And when I do the puzzle, I like to do the edges first. Hallelujah. Like build that frame. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then work from the end and start working on the inside. Hallelujah. God works on us. Hallelujah. He deals with our heart. He deals with our mind. He make a conversion. He make a change in our life. Hallelujah. God's plan for me. God's got a plan for you. Hallelujah. He didn't leave anyone out of this plan. Hallelujah. Sometimes you might feel like I don't fit in nowhere. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know you fit in God's plan. You're a piece of God's plan. He made you a piece of it. Hallelujah. When he created you, he made you a piece of his plans. Hallelujah. We think about a plan, a detailed proposal, hallelujah, but doing something. If you want to accomplish something, even on my job, we have to do a yearly, hallelujah, plan. Thank you, Jesus. We have to do a yearly plan. Where we going to be, what we want to accomplish this year, and how we are going to achieve this goal, hallelujah. And this is what God has a plan for us. He made it possible that we can achieve what he has for us in God's plan. God has a plan for your life tonight. And we need to follow God's plan. Hallelujah. We can't do it our way. If we got a plan, just don't leave God out of your plan. Make sure your plans line up with God's plans for you, and then you can achieve that goal. If you want to have great success, acknowledge the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We going over to Jeremiah, the first chapter, and the fifth verse. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Hallelujah. God knows what he created us for. He created us with a plan in mind. A plan for us to be saved. God don't want us to be lost. God has a plan for our life. And we must get in the will of God. God began to send his son. Hallelujah. God sent his only begotten son that we might be saved and not be lost. Truly, I want to walk in God's plan. Hallelujah. And in my, during my puzzle sometimes, I find the pieces and I put it in place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes it looks like it looks like that's where it go. But if you look closely, you might see a little crack. Hallelujah. And it's not quite right. Say, I don't think that go there. It looked like it went there. It looked like it fit. You got it in that spot. But that's not where it went. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's what we're doing in our life. We're trying to fit in. We're trying to fit where God don't want us to be. God wants us to be holy. Hallelujah. Yeah. He told us that where he wanted us to be. But sometimes we're trying to be everything but what God said we should be. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. God got a purpose for our life. Sometimes we don't want the purpose. Hallelujah. God may call you to teach. You might want to sing. Hallelujah. God may call you to preach. You might just want to pray. Hallelujah. But whatever God calls you to do, get in place. Hallelujah. Amen. Take your place in God.
Amen.
Take your place in God's plan. God has a plan for you. Hallelujah. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for your life, and it's up to us to find out what that purpose is. It's up to us.
Amen.
I can't take your place. Even in doing that puzzle, if that piece don't fit there, I can't make it go there. I could try, I can twist, I can turn, but if that's not where it goes, it's just not where it goes. Hallelujah. So we have to break our place in God. We have to be what God wants us to be in this plan. So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's God's plan for us. He wants us to have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That's God's plan for our life. Thank you, Jesus. God has a plan for our life. Thank you, Lord. God wants you to walk, wants us to walk in his will, in his plan. He laid the way. Hallelujah. It's plain. Hallelujah. We would just follow and accept the plan of God. God has a plan for you. And he made this plan with us in mind, with everyone in mind. Hallelujah. Some may feel left out in situations and circumstances that they're not this, they're not that, but you still have a place in God's plan. You are a piece of God's plan. You may feel like I'm nothing, or I'm this, or I don't have this, or I can't do this, or I don't have this ability or that ability, but you still are a piece of God's plan. It fits in. And for the plan, the puzzle to come together, you have to have all the pieces in the right place. And this is what God wants us to be, in the right place. So you are a piece of God's plan. God did not leave you out. God did not forsake you. He did not cast you off. Hallelujah. You still are a piece of God's plan. No matter what you did, you might say, I did this, I did that, I'm not worthy. But I come to tell you, no one is worthy. But you still are a piece of God's plan. He didn't leave you out of his plan. He didn't plan for everybody else to leave you out. Leave me out. I thank God that he included me in his plan. Hallelujah. And it's a blessing to be included in God's plan. God has a plan to save us. He wants to give us eternal life. The choice is ours. The choice is ours to make this choice, to choose eternal life, to choose to walk in God's plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then in 2 John 10:10. I'm about to close it out. Said the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But this is what Jesus' purpose is, where he came for. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's God's plan for us. That's why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, because he had a plan for us. And we are a piece of the plan. Hallelujah. And this is the expected end that he has for us. He didn't come to destroy us. Hallelujah. He came. He didn't come with war or vengeance, but he came. He has this plan for us. This is what we must do, too. This is what Jesus did for us, that we can have life. And that more abundant, that they might have it more abundant. Might. See, that might is if we choose to, because it's our decision. We can choose to receive life or damnation. He gave us this choice. He gave us, he put it in his plan for us to make a decision. And we are a piece of God's plan. God didn't leave us out. God didn't forget about us. He didn't forsake us. He loved us. He loved us. The songwriter said, he loved me through my good. He loved me through my bad. He did erase my future because of my past. So you might say, I got a past. Well, I did. It doesn't matter. You're still a piece of God's plan. He didn't erase your future because you messed up, because you made a mistake, because you erred. He didn't erase it. We are a piece of God's plan. And we have to remember that whatever you do in life, don't get out of the plan of God. Be in God's plan. Follow his plan of salvation that he has laid for us. We are a part of God's plan. And I just thank God for the word that come to weary you, but just know God is thinking about you, and he has a plan with you in mind. He made a purpose with you in mind.
Amen.
So we just follow through with God's plan. Never mind our plans. Remember God's plan, and he is wants to give us eternal life. That's that expected in. Pray, my strength in the Lord. Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Thompson, talking about God has a plan for us. And she brought that out so beautifully. And thinking about where our place is in God's plan. God intended for us to have peace. And looking at that scripture that she brought out about God having thoughts, beautiful thoughts for us. He's thinking of us, and he wants us to have peace and not evil. Glory to God. And he was speaking through Jeremiah to his people, Israel. He ordered them to leave the land that they were in and to go into captivity. You know, God's plan and God's way is not what we imagine in our minds. You know, they might have been thinking, well, you know, I wasn't planning to leave my house and go into captivity, and I wasn't planning on this and that. You know, but when God has a plan for us, we're not going to be comfortable in the plan. Hallelujah. Because when she brought out about the puzzle pieces, when you're trying to fit a puzzle piece in a place that it doesn't belong, there's discomfort, there's frustration, there's, you know, discombobulation and everything else. But when it comes to what God wants to do, hallelujah, we can't see that far down the road. We can't see that many years ahead how God is working this plan of salvation for our souls. And I really enjoy this message that she preached on tonight. Mm-hmm. And I could say of a truth that I want to align myself to be in the plan of God. And how the children of Israel, they were ordered to go into captivity for a certain period for 70 years. And that may seem like a very long time. You know, God told them while they were there to plant gardens, build houses, you know, make yourself comfortable because you're coming back. You're coming back to this land that you're leaving right now. So that zone that you're in, that place that you're in, God might want you to move out of that place so you can grow, so he can work on you, so he can prepare you, so he can do a wonder in your life because of the love that he has for us, because of his great plan of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just have to step aside and let God do what he wants to do and not try to figure out, well, you know, that's just not working according to my plan. Forget about your plan. Amen.
Amen.
But think about the plan of God. Praise be to God. I thank the Lord. My soul is stirred from this word of God. And I just want to say to you who are listening, I want to encourage you to take this word of God in. Maybe you've been wondering where your place is in the Lord. You've been wondering what the plan of God is for your life and your future. Praise the Lord. And at this time, you can come to the Lord and ask the Lord for guidance, for direction, and God will show you the way. God will reveal his master plan unto you. Amen. He will let you see where you belong in him. Praise be to God. Others might try to put you here and put you there, but you want to be where God wants you to be. And even though it may not feel good or seem comfortable where you are, just stay where God put you until God says move somewhere else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Maybe you're struggling and you're just trying to decide whether or not you're going to surrender your life and accept Jesus as your personal. I want to encourage you to make up your mind right now and accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior and receive life. Praise be to God, because Jesus wants to give you life, and he wants you to have life more abundantly. The enemy wants to destroy your life. He wants to tear you down. Praise be to God. But I'm here to tell you that in the plan of God, God has life just for you. Praise the Lord. You don't have to continue in the way that you're going. You don't have to stay in the state that you're in. Hallelujah. God wants to move you forward because he has these thoughts just for you, thoughts of peace. Amen. Thoughts of happiness, joy, life. Glory to God. And maybe you're sick in your body that you've been going through for a long time, and you're desiring to be healed. You're desiring to be made whole. God has a plan just for you, hallelujah, to make you ever whole and to use you for his service. It's all in his plan. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Maybe someone has gotten off track tonight and you just need to find your way back. God will shine that light and let you see your way so you can return unto him. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we're preparing to go to the Lord in prayer. And anything that you desire of God, anything you need God to do, is in his plan. Hallelujah. And I believe God wants to do it for you. But you have to make up your mind that you want to be in the plan of God, that you want to align yourself with his plan. Amen. You want to have eternal life. You want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. You want to be whole. You want to be healed of your sickness and your infirmity. You want to get back on track. Amen. Praise God. You want to do what God has called you to do. And at this time, as we turn our hearts and our minds toward God and prepare to go to him this night, come believing God, come trusting in him and knowing that God hears and he answers prayer. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now and we humble ourselves, asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord, we ask right now that you will look down on us with compassion. And Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask you to search our hearts, oh God. We are asking you, Lord God, to please have mercy on our souls and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch tonight, Jesus. We need you to move upon us, Lord. We need you right now while we're praying this prayer to stop by for just a little while, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we are praying on behalf of those who desire to accept you as their personal Savior. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and compassionate toward them right now, oh God, and forgive their sins. Blot out their transgressions. Save them, Lord, to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, prick their heart unto repentance. Break up their heart right now, Lord, and help them to receive you, oh, God. And we are asking you, Lord, to accept them and make them your own. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, on the behalf of those who are sick in their bodies, carrying afflictions, Lord. We pray, Lord, for healing and for restoration. We are praying, God, that you will send deliverance and you will raise them up from their illness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you have the power to deliver their souls, Lord, and to heal them deadly diseases, incurable diseases. Oh, blessed Savior, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible, Lord, and we believe you this night, asking you, oh, God, to work miracles, oh, my God, and do wonders in our midst. And we're praying, Lord, on behalf of those who are discouraged, those who have gone astray, oh, Lord, those who are cast down and feeling despondent, we pray, God, that you will lift heavy burdens, that you will lift them up, oh, God, and give them strength, oh, Lord, encourage their hearts and help them to go in the way that you direct them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover right now, Lord. Let it wash. Let it purify. Let it cleanse us on the inside and on the outside. Lord, we pray for those who are in the prison tonight. Oh, God, go into the prison. Go behind the jail cells, Lord Jesus, and make your holy visitation. Lord God, stop by somebody's cell. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch, heal, deliver, save, Lord. Deliver their souls, oh, God. Even if they're on death row, you have the power to save their souls. Lord Jesus, you can do all things. Nothing is too hard for you. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way and let your holy will be done. Jesus, we know that you have a plan for us. Oh, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will help us to be found in your plan. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Help us, oh, God, to keep the faith. Help us to endure. Oh, Lord, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for all those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will grant every request and let it be done according to your holy will. We are praying for the bereaved family tonight. Oh, God, we ask that you will send comfort and consolation. Lord, send your ministering angels to be in the midst of the family. To help us, Lord Jesus, to go through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are looking unto you. We're depending on you, Lord, for without you we can do nothing. We are asking you, Lord, to please have your way in our lives. Let your holy will be done. Bless all the people, all your people everywhere, all around the world. Lord, bless the church. Bless our church family. Lord, help us to continue on. Unite our hearts in love, Lord, and make us one in the name of Jesus. Bless our leader, oh God. Look on Pastor Jackson. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen, encourage him, Lord, and help him to lead your people. Bless the church at large, oh Lord God, and help us, oh God, to do your will. We give you thanks, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for those who are tuned in on tonight, for those who continue to support this ministry. We ask God for a special blessing to come upon them this night. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for all that you've done. We thank you for your word on tonight, Lord. We thank you for the messenger of God, praying that you will ever anoint her and use her for your service, that you will bless her, oh God, and that you will keep her and preserve her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now, and what you're about to do. We praise your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Truly, we thank God once again for that beautiful message on tonight. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from Evangelist May, Evangelist Khadija, and any other clergy who might be on the line tonight. God bless.
The Lord for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Ruth. Beautiful. God's plan. God's got a plan for every one of us. And I tell you, his thoughts are not like our thoughts. He knows the thoughts that he thinks of us, each and every one of us. And I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through that message. And I want to say to Evangelist Ruth, keep preaching the word of God. I truly enjoyed that. And I enjoyed the other message that you preached about the communication. I thank God. I reminisce. My mind go back to it every now and then. I thank God for you. Keep preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Ruth. And she began to talk about God's plan, and she began to explain how we all are a piece of God's plan. And she got deep in it and talked about how sometimes we try to fit in some places, but we don't fit in, but we fit in God's plan. And we don't have to feel alone. We don't have to feel left out because we have a place, and it's in God's plan. I enjoy the word of God. I was enjoying it. She was saying, I don't intend, want to weary you, but I didn't feel weary at all. I was actually enjoying the word of God. Very encouraging, very inspiring, very uplifting. Evangelist Ruth, you keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on doing what God gives you to do, how he gives you to do it. Amen. Be encouraged.
Amen. Anyone else? Any other clergy would like to have remarks? Not, praise the Lord. We too, once again, we thank God for that beautiful message. And yes, I was definitely enjoying that. And she was getting all into it, and I was like, this is good. This is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. She could have went head on. And I just loved how she brought out the scripture and touched on the different parts and the different things concerning God's plan for us. And if you think about it, puzzle pieces, some of them are similar, and part of it might fit, but the whole piece won't fit because it doesn't belong. And that's what some people are trying to do. They're trying to fit in where they don't belong. Amen. Trying to push somebody else in a spot where they belong, and they're trying to go fit somewhere else. Glory be to God. But it's not going to work out until you are where God wants you to be. Amen. Until you decide to just give in to the plan of God, amen, and you will find that where God places you, God will be glorified, because it's not about us. It's not about us at all, but it's about God and giving God the glory, amen. We can praise him where we are, hallelujah. Wherever he puts us, we can give God the glory. We can lift him up. Amen. We'll have a lot of trouble if we keep trying to be where we shouldn't be. Amen. We'll find that things and life can become very difficult when we are not aligned with the plan of God. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you on tonight to just take the word of God in and apply it to your life and live by it every day. So we do thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we ask that you will continue in prayer for those who are on the prayer list and for one another And we truly thank God for you, Evangelist Ruth, so willingly coming on to the broadcast. Truly enjoyed having you, and you are welcome to come back again. Amen. That door is open. If the Lord gives you a message and you feel the urging of the Lord to bring forth that message on the broadcast, then you are certainly welcome to do so. Mm-hmm. Amen. We also invite other clergy. If you desire to give remarks, you can use our guest call-in line. Just call in and give your remarks. Or if you have a testimony, also, Evangelist Ruth has a great testimony. And I would love to hear her testimony on the broadcast. And if she can give it tonight, maybe another night. But we just thank God for her and that great testimony of hers. And I want to encourage you to tell that testimony as often as you can, that God may be glorified. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are so grateful. We thank the Lord for all things. And before we conclude on tonight, I just want to see if anybody has anything else they would like to add. If not, somebody say something?
I said not at this time.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are looking forward to you tuning in with us on our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And I did receive a report. I would like to say this. I received a report that we have new listeners all around the world. We have new countries who are tuning in to our broadcast. So the listeners are really growing. The number of listeners are growing, listening to our broadcast. And we thank God for those who are listening from other countries. We thank God for you for tuning in, and may God continue to bless you. May the Lord have mercy upon you. Amen. We just thank God for your support and for your prayers. Praise the Lord. So we just thank the Lord for all things said and done. Evangelist Ruth, do you have any final words?
No, not at this time.
Amen. Praise God. So at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. Come on back on Sunday afternoon, and let's have a great time in the Lord. And until then, may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.